is Mrs. Capel. Ms. Capel, this is an unusual phone call. I'm calling from close to Dallas, Texas. My name is Wenus Wilson, and I'm doing some research into our local history. I'm calling from a town named Capel, Texas. And through a very circuitous route, we acquired your name in New York and got your phone number, and are hoping that your family, or I guess it would be your husband's family, Capel, might somehow have some information about the name of our town.
That's really interesting. You said this really a short time ago. I think I was looking at an atlas or something like that, and we noticed that there it was in Texas.
Yes. It's been here forever. I have been a lifelong resident of the town, and we have been trying very much off and on for the last 25 years, but particularly within the last year, our centennial year is coming up in another couple of years, and I'm writing a book on our history. And we have only two rumors to go on about the origin of the name Capel in this area. One is that he was a local resident, which doesn't seem to be true. And another was that he was an employee of the railroad. And I have spent a long time in our county deed records looking for the name, and the only reference I have found all the way back to 1846 was a Georgie Myers Capel, a lady who executed some deeds in this area, but she lived in New York by 1913. So that's kind of what led us to you. We actually have three Coppels, with spelled C-O-P-P-E-L-L, listed in New York State.
They're all in New York State.
Uh-huh. Are you familiar with, they're in the same area code as you, 914. All it has in the phone book is a K, letter K Coppel.
Okay, that's my husband's mother.
Your husband's mother. And what about, then I only other one I have spelled with two P's and two L's is in the 716 area code, but it's unlisted and I don't have a first name. So I can't reach them.
John is out mowing right now, and I can, within hearing distance, and I can go and get him and have him call you back, because I know he'll be real interested.
That would be wonderful. He might know some history of his. I don't want to inconvenience you.
He'll be real interested because his family is real small. He has no brothers or sisters. His mother had, she married and then was later divorced and basically lost track of that side of the family.
Did they?
I'm sure there are threads there that you could follow up.
Uh-huh. Well, of course, we have no earthly idea, even if, say, your husband's family did happen to be this Capel what it is her family, of course she wasn't a Capel, but her family lived in Dallas, which is only a few miles away. We have no indication that that's even related to our town, but we're just sort of following any threads at all.
Yeah, that's really neat.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me just take your number down.
Okay.
Right,
all right, good. My number is area code
214-393-1238,
and of course, call me collect. My name is, wife's name is Wilson.
First name?
It's Wheelis. I'll spell that for you. It's W-H-E-E-L-I-C-E. Wheelis.
Okay.
A little bit unusual, too. By the way, do you pronounce your name Capel or Coppel?
Capel.
Isn't that interesting? Well, that would be great if he
can... Yeah, if you can stay near the phone for just a few minutes,
I'll get
up and get him.
Fine. I'll wait for you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Hello?
Hello, I'm looking for Wheelis Wilson.
Yes, this is he.
Good afternoon, this is John Capel.
Hey, Mr. Capel, how are you? You didn't call me collect. I certainly wanted to pay for the call. Maybe we can reverse the charges here before you finish. I was just talking to your wife, and this is a kind of a last-ditch effort for us. I don't know if she got to explain to you what I was calling about.
Yeah, to a point she did, yeah.
Well, as I mentioned to her, I'm calling from Capel, Texas, which is just a little north of Dallas, and is located in Dallas County. And I've been a lifelong resident here. And for off and on for 25 years, we have been trying to locate the origin of the name of our town. And it's just within the last few weeks that we've started a real good campaign because we're writing a book on the history, our centennial year is coming up in another couple of years. And there are two rumors in this area which I've always heard, which cannot evidently be substantiated at this point. One is that the name of the town, which this town became, it's called something else first, but in 1890, the town was named Coppell by the railroad when it came through. They built a depot in the town and named it Coppell. The one rumor is that this person, George A. Coppell, if that was indeed his name, was a railroad employee. The other rumor is that George A. Coppell was a local resident. Well, we pretty well substantiated that he was not a local resident because he didn't own any land and that sort of thing. We can't find any record of that. So it's kind of a long story, which I'll make short. I have spent several days in our county records office just looking for anybody with the name of Coppell, and I discovered only one instrument filed since 1846 by a woman named Georgie Myers Coppell. And she was quit claiming some land, but at the time, even in 1913, she was living in New York State. So we just sort of started pursuing that line and found in the phone book, or actually through information, actually three people with the name Coppell. One of them, I understand, is your mother, whom I have not talked to in the 914 area code. And another one lives in the 716 area code, but it's unlisted, so I haven't been able to reach anybody there.
716 is what, Brooklyn?
It's the Buffalo area, but the telephone company would tell me that they wouldn't tell me his first name, and they said, but it was not in Buffalo itself, but it is in the 716 area code.
Boy.
And it is very unusual to find this family name, as you may know. We haven't found anybody, any records anywhere, with one exception, and that is we had an inquiry several years ago from a family that's still living in London, England, with the name, and I think it's also John Coppell. But they were searching for their roots, or not their roots, but at least some relatives that might be here at the time they wrote us, and we couldn't give them any information. So we may all be related some way. I guess if, and of course we don't even know that maybe your relatives might be the ones who had anything to do with the town, but I guess what I need to ask you is, do you know the names of like maybe your grandparents, great-grandparents, or any history? Do you know of any branch of your family named Coppell that might have lived in Texas?
No.
None at all?
I never heard of any connection with Texas.
Any connection with a railroad?
As you have surmised. Not widespread. I've never run into anyone else with this name spelled like this except for my own immediate family.
Uh-huh. Has most of your family lived in the New York area as far as you know?
To the best of my knowledge, well, I'm John Joseph III.
Uh-huh.
My father was junior, his father was senior.
Uh-huh.
They came from Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
New York. That's why I queried you about Brooklyn. I'm not sure. I know Brooklyn just recently got its own area code.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure if that was it.
Well, I tried. I think I tried every area code. And now, I take that back. I tried. I did find an H, first initial H, Coppell, but it's spelled with one L, C-O-P-P-E-L.
Where?
In the area 212 area code.
New York?
That's it.
That would be H, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay, my father was one of four. He's dead.
Uh-huh.
I would assume that his father is dead.
Uh-huh.
My mother and father were divorced approximately 1958 or thereabouts.
Uh-huh.
He didn't have an awful lot of contact with that end.
Uh-huh. So you were primarily around your mother's side, the family then?
Yes.
Rather than your father's?
Yes. They all, the Coppell family at that time came from Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And there was my father and three sisters.
Mm-hmm. Three of his sisters?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
One of them was married and became named Foy, F-O-Y, I believe she's deceased.
Mm-hmm.
So there was Helen, Peggy. I could even be wrong about the three sisters, and if I clarify that when I'm talking to you, I'll say so.
Sure.
There was Helen and Peggy, which leads me to believe that you have found my father's sisters. phone number, and it may be that the telephone company misspelled it.
It could be.
I was always brought up to pronounce it as Capel.
Uh-huh.
Most people who look at it mispronounce it, in my estimation, you know, as they're dealing with me. That's been a thing throughout my life. I get called Koppel,
uh-huh.
Which probably looks more like it.
Well, what's unusual is the town has been around since, like I say, 1890, and it's a suburb of Dallas and Fort Worth both. So although it's reasonably small, it has a population of about 18,000 right now. But up until 10 years ago, it was more like 2,000. You know, that kind of suburban growth. And having lived here all my life, I know that it's one of the few words in the English language, as far as this town goes, is supposed to be pronounced equally with accent on both syllables. Capel is the way it's officially pronounced. A lot of newcomers pronounce it Capel, but almost nobody here pronounces it Koppel, which is interesting.
I think I'll move now. It'll make life easier for me.
That's right. You could come down here. At least your name would be pronounced more correctly. Well, you've given me a lot of information. I know, for example, that there would be no need to call your mother then, unless you think she might have some information I need to pursue.
I rather doubt it.
Uh-huh.
I am planning on calling her. She lives... See, I'm located about roughly 80 miles north of New York City in the Hudson River Valley.
Uh-huh.
She's about halfway between here and there,
uh-huh.
Where I grew up.
Uh-huh.
And I will be in touch with her on the phone, certainly before the weekend's out.
Well, that's great. If she has anything, like, new, in other words, something that might actually tie us in, you might give me a call or something.
Yeah, I would do that.
And I think I will... I may go ahead and pursue this other, the name that's spelled with one L. As you say, that may be some relative of yours.
Well, I'm pretty sure that it's, I tell you like this. One time I was in Manhattan looking for Manhattan at the phone book. Maybe you've never been in Manhattan.
Yeah.
The phone book, about 2 foot thick.
Right, uh-huh.
And I was looking up someone else's phone number, and... I had not at that time seen my father for a good many years.
Uh-huh.
And I just, on a whim, looked up Capel in the Manhattan phone book, and the only ones that were there were people that I knew.
Uh-huh.
No other connection.
No other connection.
One question I'd like to ask you,
sure.
Since you've researched this, do you know what the word means?
No, I had never thought to look that up.
The only thing I had ever thought is that the German spelling of... For the German word for choir is Kapell, K-A-T-T-L-L-S. Kapellmeister is choir master.
Uh-huh.
And I just, I have wondered that, but certainly never known anything about it.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And I, let's see, to the best of my knowledge, the name comes from England.
Uh-huh.
Which would tie in with your having found it in London.
Uh-huh.
My father's mother's name was Fitzgerald. She was Irish.
Uh-huh.
Dutch, English, Irish, and German.
Uh-huh.
I was Irish and German on my mother's side. No, that's not true. I was Dutch and English on my father's side.
Uh-huh.
Irish and German on my mother's side.
Uh-huh.
So my father's mother's name. But that's probably inconsequential.
Well,
itself, I believe, is English.
Yeah, we always assumed, I haven't thought about that much, we always assumed that the name Kapell sounded German.
It does, but it could certainly be a centuries ago crossed from Germany to England.
Uh-huh. By having his name, you'd be interested. We have basically been a very small community, but like I say, we're a suburban community, what we call down here a bedroom community.
Yeah.
People live here, but they work somewhere else. There's no business here. Where, as a matter of fact, now we're only about 5 minutes away from Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, which is the international airport. But certainly in the past, we've been called a very, very small town, and we have, I actually work in the school district here, and it was only about 10, maybe less than 10 years ago that one of our elementary schools had some problems, the legal problems schools run into these days. with kids wearing their own kind of clothes to school, and the parents were going to sue. And anyway, it went into the newspapers and got on the wire services, reached someone in Florida who had relatives, these relatives in London, and recognized the name of the town as being not their name, but the name of some of their relatives, and then sent the clipping to them in London. I believe it was London, but anyway, it was in England. And they interned, and like I said, the man's name was John Coppell, wrote the principal of our school, because that's the only place he knew to write, and asked. He said they believe that they had a distant uncle of the family who immigrated to America, but they lost all track of him and wanted to know if they could then tell him anything. And unfortunately, the principal did some research, but had to write back and say, we're in the same boat. We simply do not have any information whatsoever. So as few Coppells as they are in the United States, as far as we can tell, they may all be relatively directly related to these people in England.
Now, the London man said that he had lost track of an uncle or a distant uncle?
It was a distant uncle. It would not have been his uncle. As a matter of fact, I quizzed the principal about it, and he actually talked to him on the phone when he was in London one time. The original man, John Coppell, was quite elderly and has died since the letter was sent, but his wife and son still live in, I think it's London, and they're both listed in the, like I say, if it's London, they're both listed in the directory for London, and he actually talked to the old lady and to her son, but they really didn't have any information at all. They just were like we were. They were seeking information and said they had traced their ancestry in England, very well. But, of course, it was just simply a dead end when it came to finding anything in America in terms of this relative who had gone off on his own. I suspect that that relative, because I don't even know when that would have been, might have been the root of this family. You have to make a lot of surmises when you're doing this. And I suspect that if a railroad named anything after an employee to honor them, the person wasn't somebody who drove a spike into the ground.
Right.
It was obviously somebody said it was obviously a retired railroad executive. Well, the railroads didn't start being built in Texas till 1852, so he couldn't have worked more than, say, 30 years. So it's more likely the man may have been a partner or something in the firm that put the railroad through. And best I can tell, the railroad's firm was home-based in St. Louis. But a check of some of those records there don't reveal anybody now not living there named Coppell. So we've sort of drawn a blank there, too. But that's kind of where we are. Right at the moment, we may never find out. I don't even know where the name George A. Coppell came from. That appears in recent articles where they say rumor has it that the town was named for a person named George A. Coppell, but I can't find where that came from. Somebody may have dreamed that up. And certainly there's no one, as far as I can tell, in the state of Texas with that name now. And I can't find any deed records of any kind, buying land or selling land in that name, except for this one woman who married somebody named Herbert Coppell, who lived in New York. So
I don't know any connection there, and I don't honestly know how it was my grandfather came to be in Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, I don't have any history beyond my grandfather John Sr.
Uh-huh.
Mother's side, if you're looking for glasses, I can help you out.
You have that, huh? But the Coppell side is sort of lost, huh?
Well, see, then being divorced, there just wasn't an awful lot of contact there.
Right.
I have a map, a road map at least, an atlas map of Texas in front of me.
Uh-huh. Okay, can you find Dallas?
No problem.
Right in Fort Worth to the left of it?
Yeah.
Coppell, now it may not be on your map, but if you look between the two and north, you'll find probably DFW Airport.
find Grapevine?
Grapevine is about 5 miles to the west of us. Do you find Carrollton?
Yes.
All right, we're located between Grapevine and Carrollton. We may not be on your map.
No.
Do you see a North Lake?
Grapevine Lake?
No, Grapevine's a little to the north of us, northwest of us.
No North Lake.
Okay, well, North Lake is a little tiny lake, but it is in the city limits. But we're almost halfway in between those two towns. That's where it's located. And we're on a major expressway. We're on several major arteries coming in and out of Fort Worth. And as a matter of fact, the town itself was named Gibbs, G-I-B-B-S, before it was named Coppell. We know where that came from. The man was Lieutenant Governor of Texas. But it was changed when the railroad came through and had something to do with the post office being established. But the post office name followed the railroad name, which is very common down here. The railroad renamed almost every town it went through in the 1880s, 1890s even.
But they damn well pleased.
That's right. They did anything they wanted. And unfortunately, I have been through the railroad to try to find information. And I have a gentleman who went back to the records all the way back to 1877 as far as he can go, and he said the records are just not there. He said there were so many mergers and bankruptcies of railroads in those days that they often didn't keep records. But, you know, they didn't keep them after the bankruptcy or whatever. So that's why he had nothing to give to us. Well, when you talk to your mother, mention this to her. It could be she might have some inkling of where your father ended up, or some relatives of his. And if she does, it would be most helpful to us, because like I said, these are the only trails we have. I bet somewhere in your lineage is a woman named Georgie Myers Coppell and her husband Herbert Coppell, because they evidently were living in, I know, New York County. I know that from the notary seal on the deed, by 1913.
She's in New York County?
Uh-huh.
Or New York State?
Well, it was New York County, New York State on the notary seal.
That would be, let's see, New York County. What that means now, because the city of New York is made up of five boroughs.
Uh-huh.
Each borough is an independent county.
Uh-huh. Well, that'd be interesting.
New York City.
No, it didn't say New York City. It said New York County of New York.
That may be an archaic term today.
It could be.
Also pinpoint which of the five boroughs.
Uh-huh.
And the central part of New York City, what the world seems to think of New York City, is the island of Manhattan.
Right.
And then you have Staten Island, Suffolk, Queens, the Bronx.
Right. Right. And you said you're located in northern part of New York, is that right?
Well, no. I'm in, you got a map?
Just a very sketchy one, yeah.
Hudson River?
Yeah.
Albany?
Mm-hmm.
Poughkeepsie, south.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm about a half an hour due east of Poughkeepsie between New York and the Connecticut border.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Hanfordville.
Okay. I have a friend who lives in, she calls it Washington, I think it's actually Bethesda, and that's not too far from you, I guess.
Maryland?
Yeah, yeah. I've visited New York many times. I'm also involved in the theater, and so I, you know, visit Broadway whenever I can, so I'm not that cosmopolitan, but every once in a while I'm up in your general area anyway.
Yeah, if you were to drive from here to southern Manhattan, you make it in about a little less than 2 hours.
Uh-huh. Well, we down here in Texas are used to driving. You can drive for 8 hours and not be out of the state of Texas. It's massive down here.
Right.
So we fly nearly everywhere. But up in this north central Texas area has become quite populated, and this area and the Houston area are quite populous now, and the center of a lot of business and that sort of thing, have been for quite a while. Well, anyway, I tell you what I'd like to do is give you my mailing address, although you could certainly give me a call anytime you wanted to. I even have an answering machine. But if I could give you my mailing address, you might just need it someday.
Sure.
My first name is Wheelis. It's W-H-E-E-L-I-C-E, Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, Beckley Jr. And it's 214 Samuel, S-A-M-U-E-L, number 3H. H is in Harry. And that's Coppell, Texas. Zip code is 75019.
Okay. If you were to pursue the Helen, excuse me, the Helen Coppell lead, I'm fairly certain that's my aunt.
Okay, that's, H, Coppell, okay, your aunt. All right. I may give her...
I didn't find this name pronounced the same way in the New York area quite frequently, but it's a Jewish name, and it's K-O-E-P-E-L, or variation of it, always with a K.
Oh,
and the only time I ever heard the name pronounced out loud in a populated place when I was in college, population of the college was approximately 90% metropolitan New York, and very heavily Jewish oriented. I was new there, and I heard someone yell out across the open space outside the lobby, like, "Hey, Coppell!" I was shocked that someone might know me there. Around, saw no one, and then somebody else answered, and it turned out to be someone named Sandy Coppell. But there was absolutely no connection.
Spelled differently,
I tend to think that the phone company might have goofed on C-O-P-P-E-L. I've never seen.
They may have. Actually, C-O-P-P-E-L, the name itself, according to the few things I found, is a little more common. I did find probably two different family names spelled like that in our deed records. And of course, the possibility of such a search like this is that I have to realize that, number one, my search has not extended into what the next county, which is Tarrant County, although I know there's no Coppells listed in the phone book there, but I mean, this man may have come from there, or any part of Texas, or any part of Missouri, or anything. And I did find a COPPEL who live in another suburban town not far from us, all way back in the early 1900s. And you think, well, what if they misspelled it, or what if they changed the spelling of the name? But when you really go the odds, it's not likely somebody would, I don't think it's too likely they would drop an L on purpose like that.
Yeah, for what reason?
Yeah. Particularly when you really look at the name, and I know you've done this too, you think, well, some people pronounce it Coppell and some pronounce it Coppell, but if you drop an L from it, it certainly doesn't look like that pronunciation. So it looks like no one would deliberately drop a P or an L from the spelling. So that's how I've narrowed my search a little bit, you know. And like I say, so far I have reached an impasse. This one lady that I mentioned who lived in New York, this Georgie Myers Coppell, her maiden name was Myers, was living in New York as late as 1921, but after that, everything drops out. I can't locate anything because she didn't even live here then. And her family would be her own family, evidently did live in this area, but doesn't anymore. And I can't find any marriage record of anybody by that name. So I'm just assuming that Mr. Coppell, if this is the woman, came to this area, she got married and then moved back to New York with him, or they moved to New York. But, you know, it's all speculation. You have nothing to go on.
And you don't have much of a shot at getting in touch now with this unidentified person in Buffalo.
No, I have none at all, because they, of course, will not give out anything whatsoever. And his name would not appear in the directories, of course. So, like I say, the information operator would only tell me that it was, I had asked for anybody named Coppell with two L's, and she said first name, and I said, well, try H. And she said, I have a Coppell listing in the 716 area code, but it's not in the town of Buffalo, and it's not with that first name. And she would not give me any information other than that. I know the phone company will not give it out, you know. They just will not. So I don't really have any hope of reaching them in that area code.
Okay, I can give you one more bit of information.
Okay.
My father, somewhere in this world, I have a half brother whom I've never met.
Mm-hmm.
My mother never told me about this place, my father died.
Mm-hmm.
He would be born approximately 46 or 47 in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Mother was Italian. I think my father lived with this woman after my mother.
Uh-huh.
Son's name was Peter, or Peter, or was it Thomas? No, I have a cousin from Long Island. Son of father and sister, and yeah.
Buffalo area.
That's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know of, I personally know of no other male hotel other than myself. I don't know for a fact that my grandfather is deceased. I mean, I'm 42 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I do know that my father died.
Mm-hmm. Well, you and I are almost exactly the same age. I'm 41.
Uh-huh.
So, well, that might be something to pursue. I wish I could reach. I just don't think there's any earthly way in the world to find how to get in touch with this person in the Buffalo area. I say Buffalo area. It's in the 716 area.
That's a populated place out there.
Mm-hmm. But even if, you know, like I was thinking, even if I was in the area, you wouldn't. There's nowhere to go. It's just like here. You go to deed records and things like that, but, you know, those are ancient sometimes.
Yeah.
That's interesting. He might be more familiar with your father's side of the family if he did indeed live with him for, you know, quite a while after he was born.
I don't know how long that went on, because ultimately my father remarried. Would his wife, my father's second wife, even if he would have been able to get the number, that the name would have been in the book.
Yeah, but she would still be named Coppell.
I believe so.
And she would probably, as far as you know, is she still living?
Last I knew.
Well,
15 years ago, she could well be.
Well, see, maybe she's the one, because I don't even know that this one in the Buffalo area is, you know, male or female, because I don't know.
Her first name is Virginia.
Virginia. And you do believe, though, that they lived in the New York area? You said your half-brother was born in New York City.
Yeah.
So.
The last I knew, my father was living in, I forgot the name. A Suffolk County town, Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
They're not too far from Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. Well, these days when you call information, you usually get an entire area code. That's what I quizzed them on. So I feel like I have indeed, I did call all the area codes in New York State. And those are the ones I came up with. Actually, only the three, John and Kay, and then the one without a first name, it's unlisted, and then also the one H Coppell with a one L, which you say might be your aunt. But I will try this H Coppell and see who she or he is, and if it turns out it's not your aunt, you never know, it might be your stepmother or someone like that. And we'll just see if we get anywhere. And I'll tell you what I'll do. If I find out anything at all, I'll pass it on to you. I'll either call you with the information, or I will mail it to you, just so you have it. And you might have more relatives there than you think you do.
That's possible.
Yeah.
You did try area code 516.
Let me look at my map here. I tried.
That's Long Island.
Yes. I may not have tried that one. I don't have that one circled. I'll have to try that one. That one's off my map a little bit. I will give that one another call if I...
Yeah, if you look at the telephone company's map, I have in front of me nationwide area code.
Uh-huh.
Area code 516 is not... It just is not very apparent in parts of New York State. It's just more under Connecticut.
Right, that's why I'm thinking. That's what I'm looking at, too. I also have that map. And I'm thinking that I may not have called that one. But that's easy enough to try.
Yeah, that'll be worth it because, as I say, when my father died, the last place he was living was, I believe, 516 is Suffolk and Nassau County. I think it's Suffolk County at that time. And if indeed Virginia Coppell, second wife, is still alive, she might still be there.
Or maybe even Thomas Coppell, who might even be in the area. Do you mind giving me your mailing address? If I get anything, I'll send it to you.
Not at all.
Okay, it's John Coppell. Did you say the third?
Yeah, you don't have
to. Okay. You don't think it'll go to the wrong... You don't think it'll go to the wrong Coppell if I don't put that on there?
I don't know. No problem.
Okay.
Route 2.
Route 2.
Box 177.
177.
Stanfordville.
S-T-A-N-F-O-R-D?
S-T-A-N-F-O-R-D.
S-T-A-N-F-O-R-D-V-I-L-L-E. New York.
12581.
12581. All right, well, I feel like I've made a new friend here. And at least it'll be interesting, like I say, to both of us to find out something about this name since it's really kind of scarce. And I even tried the Los Angeles area code, thinking that was at least a big area, and there's nobody listed there. So we're pretty much alone in this name out in here, I tell you. I'll hope to hear from you if you find out anything else, and I'll also send you on anything or call you about it if I have anything come up, because I'm spending the next couple of weeks in really detailed work on this thing. And anything and all I find out, I'll let you know.
Okay.
All right? I sure appreciate your call.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.